Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith.
Rebecca Blacksmith.
Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now.
Right now. Right now.
I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. We are in studio with the president, owner, and founder of Eagle Hill Consulting, Ms. Melissa Jezior. Eagle Hill Consulting is based in McLean, Virginia. It was a 2011 Small Business of the Year winner from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And Eagle Hill provides management consulting services to the public, private, and nonprofit sectors. Welcome, Melissa, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, thanks for coming in. Now, Eagle Hill is, it provides, you're interesting because you sell partially to public, partially to private and nonprofit, about 50-50.
That's correct.
And so you have kind of a unique perspective on this poor economy we're in,
mm-hmm.
because you're seeing, you know, the government side struggle with budget cycles, and you're seeing the private sector struggle with
mm-hmm.
revenues.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about kind of how do you... You know, talk about, generally what you see going on in
mm-hmm.
those two fields.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the government, as everybody knows, they're under intense pressure to cut the budget. And we've really seen, as a result, they're starting to focus on efficiencies. A lot of our clients are focusing on how to do more with less. So it's really unknown what the true impacts are going to be as this begins to unfold. But I think they're all starting to brace themselves and starting to get ready for what's going to come. In the private sector, I think it's a more positive picture. More positive picture, because over the past couple of years, it's really, really struggled with the 2008 downturn. So things are really starting to come back, I think. We're cautiously optimistic.
And so do you find that your kind of set of advice is totally different for the two different fields? Or it's a lot of the same principles?
Advice to who?
To the public sector versus the private sector. Your management consulting advice.
Yeah. Well, it's always about trying to make things better, faster, cheaper. So I don't think so. I think you're always the backdrop of the economy or whatever the industry is always plays a part in that. But it's still always about trying to find how to make things work better.
Excellent. And you founded this in 2003.
That's right.
Your background is accounting, bachelor's from College of William and Mary. So how did you get to this idea?
I realized in college that accounting was not for me. So I started out, my first job was in consulting. I just got bitten by the bug and have been in consulting my whole career.
And tell me why. You like solving things for people.
Yes, very much so. I love new ideas. I love figuring out how to help clients. And that's what gets me up in the morning.
How often do you have a client that doesn't want the kind of group of solutions you've offered, right? So they hire a consultant thinking we want change, mm-hmm. but when it comes down to it, when you say, here's a radical idea, here's another radical idea, eventually they go, oh, no, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm. It definitely happens. I think it's a process. You need to really make sure that you come up with an idea that they can live with, because at the end of the day, we go away, but they still are there at their business. So they need to be able to buy into the idea. So if it's too radical, then it's about trying to shape something that is more palatable to them.
And so have you found that balance of what's too radical over time? Like maybe when you first started your company?
Every person is different. Every client is different. Every industry is different. It depends on the person's appetite for risk, the organization's appetite for risk and change. So it depends.
So give us a couple problems that a typical client would have and then something you would suggest
mm-hmm.
as a solution.
We work on projects, everything ranging from... for example, right now we're helping a government agency develop a human capital strategy for their workforce. So we're working on that right now. We've done things in terms of all in the area of business transformation. So we've helped organizations that are not working efficiently or effectively, how to make things improve their processes or cut costs or things like that.
And it's interesting because you, two of the areas you work in are actually areas that struggle right now. One is media, the other is the nonprofit sector. And so talk to me about kind of, you know, how you approach clients that are in industries that are not doing great?
How we approach clients. I think it's, you know, regardless of whether or not an industry is doing great, there's still lots of business problems to be solved. So I think it's always about a conversation and trying to figure out how to truly help our clients, regardless of the backdrop of the economy.
And so one of the things that's also interesting about your company, I mentioned this earlier, was your 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really allowed Eagle Hill to kind of handle this economy.
Yes, very much so. It's one of the best business decisions I've ever made, actually.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And you, because you did that in the beginning.
Yes. Yes, actually. Well, actually, when we started Eagle Hill, I set out to say that we were only going to focus on the private sector. And then as chance would have it, our first client was the government. So,
it's always like that,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. So, but that's really allowed us to weather a lot of the storms over the last couple of years.
Excellent. And you, you said that Eagle Hill's approach is that you learn the nuances of your client's business and develop strategies that deliver results.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your kind of philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
So how is it that, you know, you're an outsider, right?
Yep.
I mean, or at least,
yep.
You know, and so you come in and you say, this isn't working. I should,
yep.
You know, change this. So I would imagine there's, for certain clients, there is a pushback
mm-hmm.
from employees
mm-hmm.
or clients of that, of your client, clients
mm-hmm.
of your client.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you manage that? Because that would be like a human relationship issue that
mm-hmm.
you'd have to solve as a leader.
Mm-hmm. You always come up with resistance when you, present new ideas to a client. I think it's human nature to react and push back on changes to your world. So we always incorporate some sort of change plan right from the very beginning in terms of talking with our clients. If they're embarking on large changes, we say right from the beginning, how are we going to get people's voices heard? How are we going to make sure that at the end, whatever recommendations that we have stick
mm-hmm.
And that you are bringing people along for the ride? And there are very predictable paths of change, and you can very much expect what people's reactions are going to be at very different points of the project.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that you plan for that right from the beginning.
Excellent. Now, one of the things that you care about, and we're speaking with Melissa Jezior, the president, owner, founder of Eagle Hill Consulting, is you believe in developing future female leaders
mm-hmm.
through Girls Incorporated. And so for 4 years in a row, your business has sponsored a luncheon for Girls Incorporated.
Yes, that's correct.
Why female leaders?
Well, being a female CEO, I very much understand the challenges of balancing, the unique challenges of being a woman running a business, trying to run a family and trying to run a business. So it's near and dear to my heart, and I feel that more advantages we can give to women, the better off we all are.
And so is this nonprofit, or some of these, are they young girls, or are they girls that you then hire?
These are young girls.
Okay.
They're young girls. Maybe someday. That would be fantastic, but they're young girls.
Start training them now.
That's right. That's right.
And so what do you think is unique to female leadership?
Well, I think it's that challenge of really and truly you are in charge of your family and you're in charge of the business. And there's different set of expectations that come with being a woman for that reason. So I think I understand that. I have three kids, so I understand tug and pull between business and family life more than anyone. So
do you? So how would your business be different if it was run by a guy? That's a hard question.
It is. I've never thought about that question.
You'll think about it later.
I guess maybe the one thing is I understand, because I live the fact that we all have lives outside of business. So I can't speak for a man other than saying that I understand that things come up. I understand that you've got to go take your kid to get, you know, school supplies. I understand because I live it myself. So I'm a very empathetic leader.
So maybe providing two more flexibility for employees
mm-hmm.
potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And let's talk too about kind of, how many employees do you have now?
We right now, by the end of September, should have about 30.
And so what has your growth curve looked like?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did you have like one or two in year 2003 and then you've really started to ramp up? Or
we ramped up pretty quick until about 2008.
When everybody was hit.
Right. And then we leveled off and we just started growing again this year significantly.
And that's because you see the private sector starting to pick up.
Yeah, definitely.
And so So I can ask you this. So you, one of the areas of your clients is media. Mm-hmm. So talk about some of the trends that you see going on in that field. Is that a hard question on the spot?
Well, yeah. It is, because I have folks that are media experts. So that's really more their area of expertise. We are obviously seeing a lot of pressure on the...
declining revenues.
Yes.
Yeah, interesting. Melissa Jezior, the president, owner, and founder of Eagle Hill Consulting with us. Melissa, when we return from this break, I want to talk to you about a couple things. One, you were a Washingtonian Magazine Great Places to Work.
Yes.
And two, I want to talk about your leadership philosophy.
Okay.
And failures that you've had. So so be ready with that. So we'll return on Leaders Portfolio with Melissa Jezior, president, owner, and founder of Eagle Hill Consulting. I want to thank the supporters of leadership. These are our Leaders Portfolio sponsors: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. They're providing all your business meeting room needs. And I want to thank those sponsors so that we can continue to provide leadership content to you so that you can learn to be a better leader. I learn from these leaders every week. I love to talk to them. I love hearing about decisions they made, good or bad, and how they've changed them, and leadership failures and leadership successes, and so that I personally can be a better leader. And so I hope that you also learn from that. And I know, actually, from feedback that many of our CEOs listen to the show and they learn from each other. So, that to me is a measure of success, because if people are listening and they're learning how to be better leaders, that's an excellent thing. We're going to return now with Melissa Jezior here in studio at Leaders Portfolio. I am Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, and we'll be right back after this break from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests, with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
We're back in the Leaders Portfolio studio. I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, with Melissa Jezior, the president, owner, and founder of Eagle Hill Consulting. And Eagle Hill Consulting is based in McLean, Virginia. It was a 2011 Small Business of the Year winner from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. They provide management consulting services, and as Melissa said earlier, with approximately 30 employees. Melissa, your background is in accounting from the College of William & Mary. Mm-hmm. So the first question is, how much of that have you used?
It's funny, my husband asked me that this weekend. You know, I think it gave me a good understanding of the back office, the financials of the business, but I don't typically use it on a day-to-day basis. It's more about, it's not so much about debits and credits, so to speak, as much as it is really about trying to help our clients figure out how to help them solve some of their business challenges that they've got.
So what's your overall leadership philosophy?
I think my overall leadership philosophy has really two pieces to it. I think the first thing is I always like to focus on people's strengths. You know, we all have development areas, but I think it's honing in on people's strengths and not being afraid to take risks on them. Because I think if you can get away from any preconceived notions that you have, either about the person or about your structure or whatever it is, you can really take a risk. And if you focus and you find what makes those people tick, you really can kind of unleash their potential. And you wind up with happy people who are excited to come to work every day in ways that you may not have ever imagined. So I think it's really focusing on their strengths. And the second thing is about understanding that every single person in your organization brings a different perspective to the business, and they see things from a different seat than I see. So they have something valuable to offer and ideas that I may not have. So it's really about respecting everybody's ideas and listening to them, because you never know where the next great idea is going to come from.
And so you, are you always kind of solving things? Like you walk into the radio station here and you're thinking, I would change the studio and put that closer to this. And, you know, because you're, do you do that all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Do you drive your husband nuts?
Sometimes.
Because I do the same thing.
I was at McDonald's recently and I was upset about how long it took them to get a burger on. And I get in the car and I'm all of a sudden deconstructing their business process. And mm-hmm. He's like, Melissa, it's just a burger.
That's funny. That's really funny. Now, talk about a leadership failure that you've had.
You know, I think the kind of the best advice I could have is that one of the biggest challenges I think I've seen in starting Eagle Hill is that you always have to expect the unexpected because it will happen. So you need to be able to continually improve your operations and be okay with that something's not going to work. Some great idea that you thought was so great may not be so great. So I think it's about having the courage to look inward and constantly ask yourself the question, what can we do better? What can we do different? And really use any mistakes that you've made or failures that you have had in a great and positive way to change yourself.
And have you had like a business crisis since 2003, some major event that really affected Eagle Hill?
I think one of the big events that affected Eagle Hill was probably the downturn in the economy. I don't think anyone was untouched by that. I think for us that we really tried to take advantage of that time and focus on a lot of our internal operations and getting ready for when the recession did end and that we were really poised for growth again.
So you felt more positioned maybe than some of your peers.
Absolutely.
Because you were kind of ready for.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Oh, that's interesting. Now you were, Washingtonian Magazine gave you great places to work.
Yes.
So what makes you a great place to work?
That's a good question. You know, we had a meeting last week because we're getting ready to experience a pretty big growth spurt here. And we asked ourselves the question, what's the single most important aspect of Eagle Hill culture? What's the one thing we don't want to change about ourselves after we grow? And we all wrote it on sticky notes and we posted it on the wall. And it was interesting because two real points became clear after we did this. And that is that we've got a culture that is open to new ideas. And we've got a culture that we actually meet as a firm to have breakfast every other week. And those were kind of the two hallmarks of Eagle Hill that we don't want to see go away. In terms of open to ideas, I think that's just part of who we are, is always trying to listen to the great idea. And you never, as I mentioned earlier, you never know where that's going to come from. So you always have to be, we always kind of call it the no ego rule at Eagle Hill. Like you got to be able to do something some create some work, throw it on the table, and have people react to it, knowing that two heads are better than one, and that you, at the end of the day, are going to come out with a better product as a result of it. And our breakfasts are kind of part and parcel to who we are. We get together at my business partner's home every other week. His wife, who's also an employee, makes breakfast. She's a delightful cook. It becomes like this gourmet spread every other week. We actually even have an Eagle Hill cookbook now. And it's really about a chance for us to get together and come together as a firm and support each other, whether or not we're just, you know, catching up because we're all dispersed over the D.C. area and we're just catching up, or we're talking about business issues, or we're doing some professional development activity. It's really a chance for us to come together and really kind of helps bolster our family feel.
Excellent. Now, have you contributed to the cookbook?
No. No. As a mother of three, I don't cook.
That's funny. That's funny. That's great. And so that that's really interesting. Now, Forbes, I got a Forbes business quote for you. This is from H.L. Hollis.
Okay.
And it's, "The future always holds something for the man who keeps his faith in it. The future always holds something for the man who keeps his faith in it." Thoughts? And first of all, I'll say we picked that because management consulting, mm-hmm. it's all about the future of companies. So go ahead.
I think it's about being an optimist. You know, that's what I hear from that quote, is it's thinking forward and thinking in the future and figuring out how to make the best of it. So I think it's about staying optimistic, even though in these times we're seeing budget cuts and economic crises, mm-hmm. is staying focused on the future.
Excellent. Now, a question I know our listeners would have is, when does a business need management consulting? Mm-hmm. At what point does it make mm-hmm. sense
mm-hmm. to hire a consultant? We oftentimes will see, there's two real main reasons we see people reach out to us. It's either that they have the expertise in-house, but just truly don't have the time and bandwidth to move their problem forward or to help solve their problem, or they're looking for an outside perspective. They're looking for the fresh perspective. They're looking for the objective perspective, who's seen things done at similar companies in their mm-hmm. industry. So,
what's the hardest problem you've ever had to solve?
Hardest problem I've ever had to solve.
Or name one of the top, because that might be hard to think of off the top of your head.
I think one of the hardest problems I had to solve was a government agency was tasked with implementing an unfunded mandate, and they had to bring together 39 different sub-agencies that were not used to working together. So I think that was one of our one of my biggest challenges, was getting through the change management to get everyone to work together.
Did you you think you solved it well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, I think change management and getting the human side of change is one of the things that we do very well, is getting people involved from the beginning to help craft the solution so they feel more ownership on it on the back end.
Excellent. Well, Melissa, I want to thank you for coming in studio today on Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed it.
Melissa Jezior, president, owner, and founder of Eagle Hill Consulting. And this is my final question for you, which is, do any of your kids, you said you had three kids.
I do.
Are any of them going to be, employees of Eagle Hill Consulting someday?
We always joke about that, saying we got to put them to work now. Unfortunately, they're all five and under, so it would be a little difficult.
Oh, it's a little. Both my parents are entrepreneurs, and this is a true story. My first job was cleaning toilets at one of their businesses. Then I moved up, and I got to do both. And so that was my,
Keep that in mind.
Yeah, keep that in mind. Yeah,
that'll be a good threat.
So, you know, but the thing about it that it teaches you too is that, every piece is important, mm-hmm. you know, is my thought, no matter what part of the business it is. If it's not handled right, mm-hmm. If you have a bad janitor, that's as important, you know, for what your product as anything else, mm-hmm. every piece in the puzzle. Mm-hmm. So anyway, thank you again
for
being
in
studio.
Thank you very much.
Melissa Jezior, president, owner, and founder of Eagle Hill Consulting, here with us on Leaders Portfolio. Thanking these supporters for sponsoring leadership content. We've got Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, their development that was featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. I want to thank those sponsors for providing content with my conversations with CEOs talking about leadership decisions they've made, ones that worked, ones that didn't work, their failures, their successes, etc. And so thank you. Now, if you are a business interested in supporting leadership and you want to give back and of course, you want people to be exposed to your brand, then please contact us at leadersportfolio.com. leadersportfolio.com. Now, of course, you know, I have been talking about forever the Leaders Portfolio Awards. And these awards are, as you know, different leaders and leadership businesses from across the D.C. area have competed and submitted applications with answers to questions such as how do you define success and has the business ever had the opportunity to sacrifice short-term profits for loyalty to employees, clients, or the greater good? And so they went through the series of questions. Then they were then they had to go through a panel of judges that would read these applications, and then we picked winners. And of course, I was one of the judges, and so I could say it was wonderful reading all the applications. And so this year's winners include Business Leader of the Year, John Radigan, President of iDirect Government Technologies, also Dr. Shaheen Samadi, co-founder and president of Innovum, Dr. Homaira Akbari, President and CEO of Skybits, and in fact, our leaders list, which is our email list for CEOs and the business community. I wrote about how it's interesting that we had two doctors for our business leader awards this year. And so that's interesting. We also have rising business leader of the year, Jennifer Shao. And so I want to say congratulations to our winners of the 2011 Leaders Portfolio Awards. Maybe you're a listener of Leaders Portfolio and you want to apply next year. Well, we'll have information for you on that. This is the second year that we've been able to reward businesses and business leaders for making great leadership decisions. And so congratulations to our winners, and thank you to all those who applied, nominated, and also thank you to our sponsors for supporting leadership content. I am Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith here with you on Leaders Portfolio, talking to CEOs about their leadership decisions, and I couldn't do it without a team. Senior producer Dr. Ohlers, production team Miguel, Jennifer, Christine, and Tara, as well as all the other members of Leaders Portfolio. Thank you for making me look good and making the show look good, because we all know that's the only way that the show could be a success. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. I enjoy speaking with you about leadership each week. And the goal is so that you become a better leader yourself, and so that you can take the content that we learn from these leaders and make yourself a better leader as well. I am Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, and I'm going to ask you what's in your portfolio. You learn what's in these leaders' portfolio, but you know what? Now it's your turn. What's in your portfolio? Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith.